Hello and welcome to the Tao of June, Living an Inspired Life. I am on my way to work this morning. Holy cow. I'm gonna be a little late. The thing is, they open at 7:30, and I don't really have set hours, but it's generally a good idea to be there at 7:30 when they open, because there are sometimes dogs already there, ready to be groomed. And the sooner I get started, the better chance I have of getting it all done before 6 p.m. Last Tuesday, one of the dog owners had to pick up. Well, they picked up. They came to pick up like around noon, and I guess they were expecting the dog to be done. But I had other dogs to wash. I washed that dog first, you know, because I did get a note saying that the owner wants, you know, to pick that dog up ASAP. To get her done first. So I washed her first. but she was, you know, drying while I was washing all the other ones. And when the owner picked up, I just said, tell her I'm sorry, I guess. I mean, you know, I was like, what am I supposed to do? You know, shoot, I did feel bad because I got there like a little after 9. 9 a.m. That's early for me, man. Holy cow, man. So the whole thing is, if just to fill everybody in, let's back up. Let's rewind a little bit. How did I get myself into this situation? I'm filling in for a friend who is out on pregnancy leave. She returns in next weekend. She's coming back May 21st, I believe, and May 19th is going to be my last day, if I remember correctly. So I have one more week after this. Next week is my last 2 days. And I'm so glad, because I originally told her no, I couldn't do it because I'm too busy. I have too many clients. I'm working every day as it is. Well, I wasn't working every day. I was, you know, taking like Sundays off, and every once in a while I'll get like a random day during the week, like a Tuesday or something, that I would get off, you know, have off, because, you know, just I work that weekend or something, you know. So I told her I couldn't do it because I just have too many clients, and I don't know if I can, you know, take one or 2 days out of the week to work somewhere else. You know, I was like, I'm already turning clients away, potential new clients away. But then I thought about it, and I was like, what if this is an opportunity for me to, you know, get back on YouTube and make YouTube videos? Since I'm at the vet clinic, you know, I can always, you know, just make YouTube videos there. So I was like, okay, so I went in to meet with them, and I told the manager there, if I can stream on my YouTube channel, then it would be worth it for me. I'm willing to do it. And they said, yes, it'd be fine. But first of all, I have to be there in time to meet with the people when they drop off, so I can get them to sign this release form, you know, because it's corporate, you know, they have to have documentation, and there's a process, there's policies and procedures. So I have to get them to sign a release form saying that I can, like a media release saying that I can film their dogs. And I'm just not, I'm not there when they drop off at 7:38 in the morning, because I am tired, dude. When I wake up, I feel like I fell asleep at the beach, and while I was taking a nap, people had come and just buried me in the sand, you know? And I wake up and I'm just like, OMG, I cannot move. You know, like, I feel like I'm stuck in mud, you know? Like, I just feel like I'm buried in wet cement, you know? Like, oh my God, in the morning, my eyes just feel so heavy. Oh my God, why do they feel so heavy? It feels so comfortable just to close my eyes, you know? It just feels so satisfying. Oh my God. Anyways, that's what happens when you work 7 days a week. I did have a day off Sunday, not this past Sunday, Mother's Day, I worked, but the Sunday before that one, because May 1st, I think, because I forgot shampoo and conditioner that day. And I went to her house. I was like, oh shoot, I forgot shampoo and conditioner. I was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go buy some, you know, I'm so sorry. But then I was like, but then I'm going to be starting later. And I was like, oh man, I don't know. And then she was like, you know, you want to reschedule? And I was like, what are you doing Mother's Day? Because nobody wanted to schedule Mother's Day. I have Mother's Day off. You know, can I come back Mother's Day? And she said, yes. So instead of working that Sunday, I worked Mother's Day this past Sunday. So I did have a Sunday off within the past 8 weeks. It's just not enough, bruh. It's just not enough. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. Here's the thing, though. I wanted to be very careful when I was explaining, because I wanted to express to them how I do feel bad for coming in late. And I do feel a responsibility that I didn't get that dog done, because had I been there at 7:30 and started that dog would have been done by noon, of course. But I started at 9, a little after 9:30. You know, and I started, and I'm watching other dogs, and so yeah. And so I was trying to, you know, I was explaining to the receptionist like how I feel, you know, like I'm just so tired. I'm just, oh my God, my muscles are burning. Like I'm doing my best, you know, like I'm coming in, I'm doing my best. And I go all out on every dog, you know, like I realized I was going, I told myself, I'm just gonna shut it off. You know, I'm just gonna not care. Just don't give a shit and just shave them down and just get it done. You know, just shave them down and move on. I can't. I can't. If they were dishes, if they were inanimate objects, or even if they were cats, if they were cats, I would. I'd totally just shave those motherfuckers down. You know, those evil bastards. I'm just kidding. You ever get swatted by a cat, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, yeah, I care about these dogs too much, man. I just care about them too much. And I started to get this feeling, and this is probably all in my own head. I'm probably overthinking. Because of course, when I first started, you know, and I'm new, everybody's gonna be like, "Good morning, June. Hey, June," you know, and I'm gonna say good morning, everybody. And then now that we're like, you know, 8 or 9 weeks into this, 10, 11 weeks maybe. I don't know how long it's been. Shoot, it's been a while. I started in February, March, April, May. Yeah, dude, 3 months. So now it's been like 3 months. Yeah, you know. Probably not gonna have that same level of, you know, excitement. Hey, good morning, June. You know, it's just like, oh, he's late again. You know, there he is. But I just kind of got this feeling like maybe people are, you know, like not really liking me because I'm taking so long on these dogs. You know, and like, yeah, this one dog, I started him at like 4, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, and because he was boarding and he wasn't picking up that night. And this big Samoyed, I think he was, or a Great Pyrenees, big white dog, sheepdog. Just tons and tons of combing and brushing, and just it took me till I got out of there at 8:30 p.m. and I turned on the alarm on my way out. I was the last person there, and I just kind of got this feeling like maybe I'm causing the employees there to not like me. Because maybe they think I'm working too hard, like to try to make people look bad or something, or I don't know, like. And so I remember one day I was just feeling so like just exhausted and just misunderstood and just unappreciated, kind of, you know, like I just felt like nobody really gets it. When actually, maybe that's just me, just self-centered, you know, thinking about myself. Maybe everybody's having a tough day too, you know what I'm saying? Like, but. Just in case people think that I'm doing this for any other reason than that I believe this is the right thing to do for the dogs. You know, I just I there's these two vet techs there, where the computers were, where I was sitting down to put notes in for my grooms, and I just asked them. I was like, if you had a dog in front of you and you knew you could help this dog, but and no one else is going to appreciate it or understand what you're doing except the dog will appreciate it, would you do it even if it took a long time and it was really hard? Would you still do it to help the dog? And they're like, yeah. The one of them said, yeah, I would. I was like, so would I. That's what I'm doing, you know, like. And she understood, she gets it. She was like, I totally get it, you know. At first, when I first started a few months ago, that same vet tech told me like, you're too dedicated, and I was like, no, I just care too much about these dogs, and I know I can help them. I studied this, I learned, and so I can't just turn a blind eye. I can't just ignore it and just say, you know, it's fine. Let's just get this done. You don't know. I know how to help this dog. I just know it's gonna suck for me. It's gonna take a long time. It's gonna take a lot of effort, and I'm gonna be sweating, and it's gonna suck. And It's not gonna be worth the money. Trust me. When I see the paycheck come in, it's not worth the money. And no one's really gonna appreciate it except the dog. The dog is so appreciative. The dogs, they are so appreciative, and they're so much more comfortable. Their quality of life improves. Wouldn't you do it too if you knew how? So would I. That's what I'm doing, you know. And that's why I'm so tired. But here's the thing, I'm trying so hard not to complain, not to come across like I'm complaining. I wanted to explain to the front desk there and everyone, so they understand. Like, I am doing my best. I'm really tired. I'm working 7 days a week. Some days I'm stacking my clients on top of one another on days because of this. And I'm working till like 8 or 9 p.m. some nights, and then I'm waking up and coming into this vet clinic and just, you know, powering through as best I can through all these dogs. I want to explain to them that I do care and I do want to do a good job, but I'm just really tired. But I don't know exactly how to explain it, in a way where it doesn't come across like I'm complaining, because I feel like by complaining, you ruin the gift. You know what I'm saying? It's like leaving the price tag on the whatever price, you know, you buy flowers for your wife, you know, and you leave the price tag on it. You know, or you give a gift to a friend, you know, and they open it up and there's the price tag. You know what I'm saying? It just ruins the gift, right? And I feel like if you're gonna do somebody a favor and you announce to everyone how much it took for you to do this for them and how much you sacrificed and how difficult it was for you, and look at me and aren't I so noble? It takes a I just feel like it ruins it. The person that the favor is given to feels like, well, I mean, if it was that much trouble, you know, like one of my now I feel bad, you know, like, so I'm trying to explain to everyone that this is a lot harder than I initially thought. I knew it was going to be hard coming into this. I even told myself this is going to be extremely difficult. I'm going to be working 7 days a week, and but I can do it. And I was like, if I can do it to help a friend, you know, how often is she gonna get pregnant, right? It's not like she's gonna make a habit out of this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, technically, I guess it is possible to do this once a year, but I'm not gonna be available next year. What she calls it, ask again. I'm saying no, I can't do it again. I can't. I remember that experience. It really it was a growth experience. I grew a lot through that experience. You know, it was difficult. I loved it. I loved the experience. I loved the people there at the vet clinic. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about what drives me, what motivates me, why I work so hard for these dogs. It's not the money. I realized it. And it's not the approval, because I don't get it. In fact, you get the opposite. You get disapproval. I remember one time in Arizona, I was, you know, I didn't have any dogs scheduled after my dogs. I was kind of new at that place. So I was, you know, going and checking the laundry, folding the laundry, going and washing out the tubs, the self-serve area after the people used it. I would go there and clean that out. I would sweep the floors, mop it, you know, just make sure everything was tidy, clean my tools. I would not just sit around on my phone, because I was getting paid hourly too. You know, it's like, yeah, no, I wasn't getting paid hourly. I was getting commission, but still. I was like, if I'm gonna be somewhere, I'm gonna be there. When you're at work, be there. Be wherever you are, be there. Because if your mind is on vacation while you're at work, then when you're on vacation, your mind will be at work. And you're gonna mess it all up. You won't be able to focus on your vacation and having a good time because you're gonna be worried about your work. Because while you were at work, you weren't there focused, you were off on vacation in your mind. So wherever you are, be there. And that's what I did. And I remember one of the employees there, she was like, God, June. And I was like, oh, what? And then she goes, could you just like chill? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, I don't know. I mean, just you're like making me look bad. You're making all of us look bad. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make anyone look bad. I mean, I was like, I just can't sit and do nothing. Like, it's harder for me to sit and do nothing. I'd rather be productive and do something, you know, like be busy while I'm at work. So anyways, you know, like, I'm not doing what I do for the money, for the approval, for friendship, for anything like that. I'm doing what I do for these dogs, for the dogs, because I care about them so much. And I feel so blessed that I found something that I care about so much that I get to do as my job, as my occupation, my vocation. You know what I'm saying? Vocation comes from the word vocate, you know, you're called to, your calling. You know, I really do feel like I've been called to this work, this craft, grooming dogs, taking care of them, taking care of their skin, the health of their skin and their hair, you know, and understanding it, studying it. I feel like, wow, I feel so blessed that I, as my vocation, my occupation, I get to do something that is my passion. And for me, that's everything. It's the spice of life, you know? And it doesn't matter how much money I'm making. I make enough, and enough is enough. You know what they say, right? If you have enough, you have something that the rich will never have. You have enough. They'll never have enough. They suffer from a disease called more. They're always gonna need more, 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 until the day they die. And guess what? All of the stuff that they consumed, collected, you know, acquired, accumulated all throughout their greedy lives, none of it goes with them when they die. And all they will have are memories of cheating people, pushing people over, you know, taking advantage of people, manipulating people, you know. That's what they will have to leave this earth with. Me, I would rather have memories of helping a dog that was put in front of me, even though no one else noticed or cared or appreciated. But that dog did. It mattered to that dog that I helped because I knew how. And if it's put in front of me, I'm going to do whatever it takes within my power to help that dog feel better. And that's it. But I just want to make sure that I end this well because I have one more week. You know, everything I've done up until now, if I ruin it this last week by complaining too much because my body is really starting to break down, I had this Charlie horse that just stayed with me in my leg for like weeks, finally has gone away. I still kind of like feel it though, oddly enough, even though it's not there anymore. But anyways, yeah, I want to make sure that I don't complain or come across like I'm complaining or anything like that. I just want to, and I don't want to come in late either. That's why to this morning I made it a real effort to get up, and I'm gonna be there a little after 8 o'clock, and I'm almost there actually. I'm like 10 minutes away, less than 10 minutes away, and it's 8 a.m. right now. So I'm doing my best to try to end on a good note strongly. And I'm not going to mention how difficult it was. I'm not going to mention anything like that. I'm just going to say, you know, it was such a pleasure working with all of you. You know, thank you so much to my friend Barbara, you know, for giving me this opportunity. I learned a lot, you know, here. I loved the experience, you know. And that's it, because again, when you tell people how much you did, you know, self-sacrifice always leads to resentment. That's a good quote to remember. Self-sacrifice always leads to resentment. If you make it seem like you're sacrificing yourself for the good of others, and you actually verbalize that, you know, you say it, no matter how eloquently you say it, it's not gonna fall on accepting ears. You know, the people hearing it, especially the person that I did the favor for, is gonna hear, I did all this for you. You know, like, look at all this I did. They're gonna feel like, well, what do you think? Thank you, I guess. What do you want me to do? Like, do I owe you my life or something? Like, do I, you swear over allegiance to you or something? What do you want me to do? Like, I didn't ask you to do all that. That's what they would say. I didn't ask you to do all that. I just asked you to come in and fill in for me. Like, you're the one who chose to do all that. Like, what are you making me feel bad for, So that, this is stuff that I've learned over 40 years of mistakes. Because for me, I would feel like I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest though. I'm just telling them how I feel and like how hard this is and how difficult this is for me. And I'm still doing it. I'm doing my best because I'm trying to help my friend. Aren't I such a good friend? Don't I get to brag about this? at least give me that. I didn't film any of this on my YouTube channel because, I'm rushing. It's chaotic. I am skipping just some steps, but I feel like if it's absolutely not necessary for the health of their skin, I'm just skipping it because I don't have time and I don't want to show this kind of stuff on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel, I want to show pet owners how to do it properly themselves at home, not how to do five, six dogs, within a certain amount of time and how to fit it all in. It's like this is stuff I figured out over 10 years of working in this business and working at different shops. I've learned shortcuts that I don't like to use, but I have them in my pocket. I have them in my toolbox to pull out and use when I need it. But it's not stuff that I want to show on my YouTube channel. And sometimes it's chaotic and barking. It's a busy environment sometimes. So yeah, I didn't even get to, put anything on my YouTube channel, which is the whole reason why I did this in the first place, So at least can I at least brag about this? Can I at least brag about how good of a friend I've been? No, because it ruins it. That's like leaving the price tag on the present that you're giving the person. Remember that, guys. If you're young and you have a good heart, you have good intentions like I did, and you're just being honest, you just want people to know how much you're going through to help somebody. Don't do it. Keep it to yourself and just feel proud of yourself. And that's enough. At the end of the day, when you go to bed, the only question that's important, the only question that matters is, am I proud of myself? Am I proud of the day that I had today? And the answer is yes. You're good. Go to sleep peacefully. Enjoy yourself. You earned it. If the answer is no, that's okay because we're all human. We make mistakes. It doesn't make you good or bad. It makes you a person that is capable of doing good or bad things. That's it. Just like fishing. If you didn't catch a fish one day, doesn't mean you suck. Doesn't mean you can't catch fish. Just means you didn't catch fish that one day. Separate the event from yourself. Don't internalize it. So yeah. Just, I just want to share what my experience right now, what I'm going through, because I am so tempted. I was tempted several times to go on my YouTube channel and stream live and just explain to everybody how difficult this really is. And I wanted people to know my struggles. I wanted to people to I guess feel inspired. Really, I wanted my ego stroked. I wanted people to be like, "Wow, June, you're an amazing person. Look how hard you're working and look how much you're doing to help a friend, who's having a baby. Like, you're such a good person." I think I wanted that. But just like, getting better at archery, just like, learning how to fish and getting better at fishing and things like that, it's like feeling proud of myself is enough. And I don't need anyone else's validation, True freedom, this is Dr. Wayne Dyer. True freedom is being free from the need of good or bad opinion of others. It's being free from the good or bad opinion of others, not needing the good opinions and not letting the bad opinions affect you. And having a good opinion of yourself, but not a false one either, because that's arrogance, that's made up. Doing things that are difficult but necessary for to help others, doing it so, because it's the right thing to do, so that you can respect yourself. And with self-respect comes self-confidence, and with self-confidence and self-respect comes self-esteem. You feel good about yourself because you can respect yourself, and you have confidence in yourself because you witnessed yourself doing difficult things. And so now you are confident in yourself. You respect yourself. You're proud of yourself. And that's enough. You don't have to share it with anyone else. In fact, if you do share it with others, they probably won't like you. And I've learned that the hard way. And that's why I'm trying to be more just to myself these days, especially on social media. I mean, I post pictures of the fish I catch because I want to look back on it, and like, wow, look at all these fish I caught, it's just like a little personal photo album for me, I guess. But yeah, other than that, I try not to get too preachy or share any, good advice that I found somewhere, some idea that I read or something. I don't know. I just try. I'm trying more and more just to keep to myself now because I realize no one's gonna change because I share a great idea with them. No one's gonna change. That's why I quit Toastmasters too because I thought before when I was going to Toastmasters, if I just learned to communicate my ideas more effectively, maybe they would have a better effect on people. No, they won't. It doesn't matter how well I put it, Either someone's ready to change and they're ready to hear a good idea, and when they hear it, it affects them because they were personally ready for it, or they're not. And if someone's not ready for an idea, it doesn't matter how eloquently you put it. So, yeah, now I'm just letting, it's like let people be, and it doesn't matter how anybody feels about me. It doesn't matter if anybody's proud of me or inspired by me. What matters is that I'm proud of myself, and I am inspired. I'm gonna finish with this because I'm almost at work. I remember I wrote in my journal about 10 years ago that I wanted to be an inspiration to others. And when I was driving home, I saw painted on the wall of a bridge, "Be inspired" in red, dark red, squiggly letters, like ancient text. "Be inspired, dot dot dot. Be inspired, dot dot dot. Be inspired, dot dot dot." 3 times. And I took a picture of it, and I remember feeling, "Holy cow! This is the universe speaking to me." I was like, "Oh my God!" Like that's the message. Is who don't worry about being inspiring to others. Be inspired. If you want to be inspiring, then you must first be inspired yourself. Be inspired. Said it to me 3 times. Be inspired. That's what it's all about. Here I am coming 10 years later, coming back around to that same lesson and realizing, it's not about making people proud of me. It's about being proud of myself. It's not about inspiring others. It's about inspiring myself. Be inspired. Be inspired. Be inspired. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.